Welcome to Queen Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is Queen Talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
Wow, what it do?
What it do?
What it do? Let's get to it.
Let's get motherfucking to it. Happy January, guys.
Wow, happy January. What a beautiful thing to say. Mm-hmm. Happy January. I just want to say this is such a beautiful month, and I'm so excited that... I'm just excited for this month.
That it's your birthday week.
Yeah, girl. It's my fucking birthday week. Almost. Next week. Well, actually, slick. Yeah.
It's your birthday?
Really?
Hold on.
The 22nd? It's so we got
No. I know what day your birthday's on. No. Oh, friend. Whoa. I'm terrible by now. Hold on, friend.
I was thinking about it myself. That's a week.
You literally do. Well, yeah. You got like 10 days. I was trying to see what day of the week your birthday's on. It's on a Monday.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, go.
Yes. Bring it in.
Friend, coming is in it? Hot. I mean, have you ever had someone close to you forget your birthday? Like, they just didn't say anything?
Oh, completely just not say nothing? Wow. I've had some late text. But I've never had cousins and stuff. Like, but I never think about them to be like, oh, so-and-so didn't tell me happy birthday. Like, nah.
Yeah.
But I've never had nobody that was close to me that literally just like forgot. I've gotten some texts in the evening, but I mean, yeah.
They remember. I always feel bad sending an evening happy birthday. Like, I feel like at that point,
low key,
high key.
Yeah. But
sometimes I really do think about you early in the morning. I just forget.
Yeah. You don't want to text somebody at 6 a.m. I don't know. I'll be sending my texts anyway.
I'd be sending my shit early because I really want to be the first one to sleep. It'd be midnight. Happy birthday. You didn't even went to bed yet. So you can start your day.
I didn't have time. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. My grandma, she forgot. I was heartbroken.
I was about to ask you.
Actually, she still hadn't said nothing. And then I was with my sister for her birthday. She called. I was with her. I was like, wait a minute. Now. Hold on. But when it comes to my grandma, I just be feeling, you know, we be vibing, and so I just feel a certain attachment, and yeah.
I don't know. I probably would have been a little, if my grandma forgot to, sis.
Hey, grandma, you know, she has 70, so.
Okay. You gonna let her slide, basically.
Yeah, I'm gonna let her slide.
I mean, what are
I got
we
no
gonna
choice.
Do? Yeah, I'm about to say, what are we really gonna do?
She gonna beat my ass before I ever. Reverse.
Reverse, reverse. Reverse.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to get this lighting right. It's still really just ugly.
Yeah, my lighting has been...
I just need to start back bringing my little ring light, but girl, the way life's set up, I'm gonna be... I haven't come
you know, they have ring lights, so you can just sit on your, like, on the very top of your
on
laptop.
The tip.
Like, they're little, they clip on.
Mm. You know what? Yes. I need that. Add it to my little...
I wondered if they're better than the ring light, even.
They might be, girl, because they're so direct.
Yeah, like, it's probably, like... Because that's the thing. You know, I got it on the table, down. But...
Yeah. Dang, you're probably right, girl.
It didn't even change.
Girl. Okay, so let's... I'm sorry, guys. So, Jordan, what you got going on? Give us a little update, so, and then we'll just...
Updates with me. What I want to share with you guys.
Right. How much are you willing to share?
Well, so I think what I did want to start off with, my only update is...
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to get into this, actually.
I went out of the group chat, and I'm not going to say what group chat, because I don't want to... I am in a group chat, and y'all, it starts at like 6 a.m.
Saying what, though?
And it ends late at night. Sometimes it's a riddle. Literally. Sometimes it's just, you know, it could be anything. It could be anything. And
interesting.
But you know, there's not really a way to get out of group chats. Like, I feel like it was easier many software updates ago. I don't know.
Yeah, like, maybe because years now it don't send a notification, but it definitely shows so-and-so has left the chat.
I'm like,
just outing you. Do you keep it muted?
I don't want any attention. I do, but then it's like I come to my phone, I'll have like 30, 40 texts. And it's like,
they got time on their hands.
Too much. I'm telling ya.
Like, is there anything valuable coming across there? Like, what is it for? Updates, I guess.
I really want to tell y'all.
Oh, don't do it.
I'm sorry. I really want to just tell y'all who was in this group chat, because I can expound more about what's going on in the group chat.
Are there older people in it? No shade, no tea. But sometimes, like, they...
And nobody has an iPhone, so like,
oh god,
you'll see it, you know, there are actually several group chats that are extensions of themselves.
Are you on all of them?
It was so funny. At one point, I couldn't get in. I was begging for access because when things would go on, I wouldn't know. Now I'm in it. Nothing's going on, but that chat is bumping.
You want out?
I want out.
Cuz said I want out. Get out of here.
It sucks being in a group chat like that. And
it does, actually.
I found my way out of many group chats. You know, sometimes they just die down eventually. And
yeah, for sure.
It's like, cool.
Yeah.
But this one is... This one is going
not
strong.
Not dying. Oh, it's going strong. That girl said going strong. I'm crying.
Like, oh, man.
Dang.
Yeah. So that's where we're at with that. But, you know.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Other than that, you know, life's grand. Got a new pimple on my face. We're working that one out. And
the pimples on my face really just be... I really need to find a skin regimen that works, because the one I'm doing is kind of working. It's kind of not. It works sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. I thought I had found it, but it ain't hitting the way it's supposed to.
What is your regimen? Because I don't really have one.
So I wash my face with like a vibrating pore brush. It's supposed to open your pores and really cleanse them out.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? Who knows if it's working? I wash my face with that twice a day.
You have a certain cleanser you use? Is it?
Well, yeah, I use the turmeric soap for dark spots, but I don't use it every day, twice a day, because I think it's too strong. Like, it's too much when I do that. Like, I feel like my face begins to break out, so I don't know if that means I should stop using it. But I like what it does when I do use it. You see what I mean? Ugh, weird. Then I also use Clinique, like, for makeup and for, like, when I'm not using the turmeric, I'll use the Clinique. But even sometimes when I use nothing, like, okay, when I go about, please don't judge me, y'all. If I go 2 days without washing my face, like, with all my stuff, sometimes it looks a lot better than when I do.
Sometimes less is more.
I just can't get the rhythm right.
Girl, I have seen people do their face routine and they have like 10 products.
Them Instagram girlies. I'm like, babe, I follow
you still putting on products.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that I may be missing is sunscreen, but it's wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I'm inside all day.
You know, they say we should use sunscreen all the time, actually.
And a lot of sunscreens are like, reapply every 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
There are a lot of elements hitting your face that you don't walk outside.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, and I also use these Clean Skin Club towelettes. I don't know if you've seen those on Instagram.
Mm-mm.
But I use those instead of a washcloth. Even if I was using two different washcloths, but then I did away with my face when I use like just towelettes and my pore brush.
Okay. Are you using it to scrub your face? Or are you just using it as like,
after I wash it with the pore brush, sometimes I'll wipe it with the towelette. Sometimes I don't use a pore brush and I'll wash it with the towelette.
So yeah. I just scrub my hands very good with antibacterial soap and then I use my hands. I don't like using rags on my face, really.
Okay. What about drying it? What do you use?
I let it air dry.
Wow. You have really good skin, too.
What I be doing is... So
it always be the
was
people
my
who
girl.
Have great skin, and you'd be like, "What is your regimen?" And they'd be like, "I don't know. I washed it in the shower."
I mean, and you drink a lot of water. I feel like your skin is good too, though.
I gotta pee right now.
I'm done. I have been using the Neutrogena, the Hydro line for my face.
Okay,
and then after that, I rinse with cold water. I always like shock my face in the morning with cold water.
They say that's good.
And while my face is wet, like, sometimes I'll take a rag and just pat in a few areas because it's like, okay, bitch, we driven. I'm like, pause. And so then I have face oils that I ordered from Ancient Cosmetics. Shout out to y'all.
They have face oils.
Face oils.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So I'll do 2 drops of vitamin C. It's just dark under my eyes. And I'll still do them under there and like anywhere I have dark spots. And then I start using Urban Hydration. They have this like aloe vera moisturizer. I just do like a dime size. And that's all I do. Oh, look at you. But y'all, I really want a regimen. I don't know what to do.
Jordan has great skin. If you've never seen her, you should go look her up.
If you've never seen her, that's hilarious to me. I don't know why.
I'm just like, how is that even possible? I just have like, I have a history of acne. And then I thought I was growing out of it. But still, yeah, like back in the day. Yeah.
Even your kid pictures, your skin was not giving acne.
Well, what is it giving now? Because it looks fine on this you were looking at. But no, girl, if I get a little closer, like, what is all of this?
I thought you have, like, freckles, right?
Those are not actually... I have moles.
I've never seen acne on your face.
This is where I burst a pimple. This is, like, moles and just, like, face, I don't know what. Like, it's just randomness. I do use an oil sometimes, too, my mom gave me. And I really like it. See, that's the problem. I start using it, and then all of a sudden, my face start doing something different than it did when I first put it on. I'm like, I thought it was supposed to get better as the time goes on. Not
finding your face and hair regimen is so hard. Because you have thousands of people online telling you this is the best product for you. I remember I got one. It was Clean and Clear. They had, like, this lemon zest line. Ooh. I bought the moisturizer, the face. Like, I had the whole line. I thought I was doing something. Girl, my face was the worst it's ever been. Like, it was flaking.
Oh, no.
It was bad. And I was just like, oh, this is way too strong. So I don't really like to use, I don't know. That salicylic acid, when I see that, I kind of run. I'm sorry.
Damn.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think maybe I need to try again with just using my Clinique for like 2 weeks straight. Just Clinique, or either use my turmeric 2 days. I mean, I don't want to use a turmeric every day, and I don't want to not use it because I like it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a poll. I'm going to do a poll for this pod for y'all to tell us. Y'all would have to go to Spotify, though, to answer the poll. Or maybe I could put it on our IG page.
On Instagram.
Y'all tell us what y'all use for y'all's face.
Please.
My sister got a whole regimen, child, but she be
her skin look good, too.
Cameron's skin looks really good. I mean, like, she does sunscreen.
What's her regimen?
She uses that one brand. It's called, I'm going to say La Roche. That's not it.
Girl, I know what you're talking about. Is it black and white? Is it cream bottle with a black top? Damn, or is it blue and white?
I think it's blue and white.
Oh my God, Nicole.
But it has an R in it. Is it kind of pricey?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Like, it's not cheap.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
She likes it?
Yeah, she does.
She been using it for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
She was doing the Rihanna thing, too.
Rihanna's skincare stuff? Oh my God.
But she stopped
buying Cam,
that,
send me a text, girl. Like, at this point, I know you're listening. Just send me a text. We can finish this conversation.
On the side. Right.
Exactly. Lord. Girl. So, I don't have really no updates besides I am planning a birthday situation. I am excited. You know, I am excited.
Is it fun planning? Do you find it fun planning? I know you like to plan in general, but is it more stressful when it's your birthday than other times you plan? Or is it just like, whatever?
No, I think it's fun all the times.
Okay, cool. That's good.
It's fun, but it's kind of stressful. If I had an unlimited supply of money, I think it would be more fun.
Period.
I mean, isn't that the case for yeah. Like, girl, I ain't gotta worry about nothing. We doing this one, we picking this one, and we buying this. Da, 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 da. Girl. So, yeah. I'm like, girl. So, yeah. It is fun, and it is a little stressful. And I just be thinking, I was like, oh my God. I overthink for fun. Like, at this point, I need to stop. Like, yeah, I just feel like I've been overthinking everything. Like, should I do this? Should I do this? Should we do this? Should I have people do this? Like, just overthinking like a mad woman. Like, stop. I'm exhausted with myself. So I've been trying to stop overthinking. You know what I actually, this is something I want to ask you. I feel like I'm confusing, I don't know, I'm confusing my overthinking with people pleasing. And I don't know if I'm just overthinking and trying to like make sure that I get it right, or if I want everybody else to be happy. I mean, I do want everybody else to be happy, but
yeah,
not to the point where I'm like, okay, I want you to have exactly what you want. I want you to have exactly like.
Because you know what everybody likes. Yes. You can hear your mind that you're kind of like, okay, I know this person would really enjoy this.
Yes, I'm like, oh, they're not going to fuck with this. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know.
Which is so, so I'm crazy. Just trying since to... I have known you, you have always thrown very epic parties.
Girl.
I mean, literally the first day I met you. This a is blast.
Crazy. This is crazy.
So That is very interesting, but I also understand the pressures of wanting to make sure because you do want it to be a fun time. So you do want everyone to be pleased to a degree.
Right. And then the fact is we're doing a cabin trip. And so of course, like I collected some coins for the cabin and everything like that. So I think that's in my mind too. Like, oh my God, people pay for this. Like, I got to make sure that this looks like good. I got to make sure that we do like, you know what I mean? To some degree, yes, my birthday, but it's like when you put money into something, you do expect some type of like,
yeah,
you know, so I'm just like, oh my Lord, but it's still fun. It's been fun choosing and doing some of the, I'm excited because I want you guys to see like, sorry, but yeah, I'm just like, damn, am I trying to people please or am I just overthinking or oh my God, like yeah,
overthinking and people pleasing to me, they intersect. They kind of hold hands.
It's like a Venn diagram. I mean? Wow.
Yeah, very much so. Like, oof, I know I'd be overthinking. I only really planned one event and I was stressed. I was like, oh my God. Like, and literally community came together and helped me and it was great. Aww. I was like, oh wow, see that wasn't so bad.
It's awesome.
Do I want to do it again? No.
I mean, is this your picnic?
No, but oh Lord, that was a thing.
Oof. That was fun. I couldn't get how I wanted to because I had to test the next day, but
yeah. I really want to do that again.
That's fun.
See, for me, I feel like it's hard when you have a birthday in the summer month because it's hot as hell. And it's just like, no, you want to be outside, but it's like, yo, we are toasting out here.
You have to be outside doing something, you know.
Yeah, I was just like, well, just get lots of water. Let's jump in.
Bingo. I'm like, girl, what's the problem? I can help with that.
Look. No, man. It's like, I've been wanting to do stuff like picnics and stuff, but it's like 90 degrees. It's like high August. Standing
still. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
And August. So the first topic that I wanted to talk about today, I wanted to kind of talk about movies really quick. Listen, I was very hot watching this movie and I'm so glad that you watched it because now we can finally discuss.
Yeah. Leave the world behind.
Leave the world behind.
Boy, would I leave it.
So when did you watch this? You watched it last night?
I just finished it last night, ironically.
So like, how do you feel? Because I was shaky warrior.
You guys know I have a problem with watching movies sometimes. It took me 3 days to watch it.
You're falling asleep, bruh.
Something about sitting down, getting cozy to watch a movie is like sitting down, get cozy, get comfortable, go to sleep. Like something about it.
Y'all's brain be like, okay, night.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need to watch them at night because you might need to watch when you wake up.
It don't matter. It can be the middle of the day, bro. It was Sunday after church. I couldn't finish it. Two Sundays in a row.
So you were full of the spirit.
Yeah. I don't know. Church been good lately, girl. Actually, I was tired from church.
Because I be got to beat after church. I ain't going to hold you. I'm ready to get a plate and go ahead and take a nap.
It's get a plate. That is some black people stuff.
Okay.
It's crazy because for the cabin, I wanted us to have a movie night. And I actually was looking for cabins with theaters because a lot of them do like have that kind of stuff.
What?
And then I was like, who am I kidding? Bitch, I'm going to be asleep. So I quickly X that plan.
Who am I kidding? It's crazy.
back to what we're talking about.
Yes.
Leave the World Behind is a wildly just too close to home type of movie. I mean,
it's on Netflix. It's Julia Roberts, Mahershala. Oh God, here we go.
Yeah, his yeah.
Here I go, bro. I cannot say his name, and I say it right, Mahershala.
Yes.
I can't remember who else is in there at the time. But I know that Julia Roberts' husband is somebody too.
I can't remember his name either. Ooh, hold on, let me just do a little quick.
Y'all probably already saw this movie, but basically, you know, Julia Roberts, she's a mom, and she's just like, look, I need to get away. Like, I need a little, like, staycation, whatever situation. So, just a little weekend getaway. Mm-hmm. She has no idea that when she takes this weekend getaway, it'll be the last time she'll see home.
Mm.
The way that she knew it.
Ooh,
and
yes.
Home in general. Literally, there's some type of cyber attack, and I'll let y'all see the rest, but yeah. It just really makes you think, you know, if the internet itself goes down, what that will mean as far as people having access to their money, what that will mean for people having access to each other, communicating. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, without that internet, I can't even get a lot of places.
Right. So it's like you talk about reading a map, never did it. If it wasn't a Dora map, backpack.
Stop it.
That's all I got for you, pal. Those lines get it. Have you ever looked like a real map?
A real map? You got to know where you at.
My dad used to have them in his trunk, and I just used to be like, how do you read this? That's
before MapQuest, girl.
Now, MapQuest, I feel bad. You really had to print directions and hope nothing had changed.
Girl, who was printing them? Who was printing them?
My friend, I just remember my friend. Her mom always having that MapQuest. Because her mom was taking us to places, bro.
Yeah, or keeping the MapQuest and you have like a little file folder of places you've been, flipping through and then going back to that place.
What? Oh my God.
Not a file folder, but just collecting them in the car and being like, oh, we've been here before. We don't need to reprint it.
Yeah, girl. I don't even remember my mom ever. I remember my parents doing it like when we would go like on vacation.
Yeah.
But just getting around, like, my parents grew up in an era where you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on where we were going. Yeah, please don't give me directions.
Yeah.
Baby, go ahead and give me the address. I'm going to type this in. Isn't that crazy? We rely on our phones to get us from one point.
We all can't even. Way. I mean, we can't. Nothing. No thing is available. Okay. When I say no thing, nothing.
And
like, you can't even talk to the people. Like,
yeah.
If that happened at your family, you weren't with your family, you would never talk to them again, period. The mail systems, and then because of the situation that happened in the movie, there's nothing happening with any, like, there's no mail, there's a cyber attack, you can't, there's no
the
internet.
The roads are blocked because
a
lot of these self-driving cars are driving haywire. Into each other.
Yep.
Blocking up the interstates and things.
Yep. Which may have been, they may have been programmed like that because, you know, obviously something else did that, which caused the whole thing. That was crazy. That is truly crazy.
Like, that junk really had my mind thinking. And with that going on, with what's going on with, like, Trump supporters, everything they're pushing to get us into this Handmaid's Tale type of life. Then you got like Palestine. We haven't talked about Palestine in a while.
But it's still going on. Y'all. Please know that it is still going on.
I just don't know. I don't know where we're headed. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, it could very well be us.
Very well. And I'm.
The best place to be is not in the city.
And I don't want to live a life where I'm living out of a bunker. I don't want to do that. What?
You can't go outside because everybody's fending for themselves. So you're not safe outside.
And the first thing people start doing is killing other people. Which I don't understand. Turning against each other
for safety. I would have to dig a tunnel.
What?
I would just be tunneling around. Like, I feel like that's what I would do in my spare time. Like, okay, we got a bunker. Like,
find a way.
Yeah, I would just find other ways to other places. Unless I ran into somebody else's bunker. Oh my God.
What are you doing here? This is
right. Just banging
I'm
on
I'm sorry, girl. Underground don't sound like my type of vibe. You know what I mean?
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Underground's not my vibe either, but it's a civil war going on outside. What are we really going to do? Like, take it's not an option.
To the king.
Girl.
I'm ready to go. I'm sorry. Listen.
Even the animals was acting weird, yo.
Yeah, and them animals seemed like they was about to attack.
Yeah.
So there was, not to give the movie away, but there was some type of like siren. It was like radio. It was like some type of radioactive radiation that was affecting the animals. And it was like altering their paths. Like they weren't sure of where to go anymore.
They was confused too. I'm like, why y'all messing with animals? Y'all don't want no American animals around anymore either. Whoa.
American animals. I don't know why.
I'm just like, why did y'all?
Girl, all those deer were
they was confused. Oh. They were literally confused.
They look like they was more than confused. They look like they was hungry. But I know.
They eat grass.
They are herbivores.
Yeah.
So I don't know what was going on, but they were looking very carnivorous. Is that a word?
Yeah. They is were it looking hungry? I don't know. Carnivorous? Is that it? Or is it carnivorous?
It's a carnivore, but yeah, anyway, I don't know how to add.
They was looking like they wanted to eat the meat.
They were looking hungry.
Yeah.
And then, girl, people start wanting to eat each other.
Oh God, no!
Hunger Games. The opening scene, like this little boy is like, "Why did he do that?" Because this man like came and took somebody's arm and ran off. It's like he's hungry. I just apocalypse. Like I do not like movies like that. Like
apocalyptic type shows.
No, I really don't. Now, The Last of Us was really good. Now I'm into that show. But I don't like to watch the whole zombie apocalypse type shit because, baby, I just don't want to live that type of lifestyle.
That's just too, Lord, take me in the first set. When the rapture happens, I'm out of here.
So you're all take me to the king too.
Lord, when the rapture come, take me.
I just can't be out here.
Take me, Lord.
Swingling, dingling with y'all out here, man. Sorry, y'all about to be bagging food.
Swinging and dingling. That's crazy.
Like for black people to get free and then have to fight again for another who knows how long. I don't have time for this shit.
Then you know they're going to revert back to that. That's the first thing.
I wish they would. Okay. Now I have to be here just so I can fight back because y'all ain't doing that now. Okay, so speaking of movies, I did want to ask, what happened to rom-coms?
Wow.
Where are they? They still Dang. Come out, but they don't... I don't Not know, often. We were younger. Rom-coms came out, like, every month.
They were it. Well, what was the that last was rom-com?
Really, love is really, like, the last rom-com that I can think of.
Ooh. I don't even know if I can... I can't think of one.
Rye Lane on Hulu... That was a good one that came out.
When they
last
came out
year.
In theaters.
Oh.
It's probably been 10 years.
No, The Photograph. How long ago was that?
Okay. Was that a rom com though? Oh, I'm thinking. I'm sorry. But, I'm thinking of something else.
I'm about to say Keith Lee. God damn it. That's not his name.
Keith Lee. I mean, not Ledger.
Oh, my God.
Stanfield. Yes.
He's Stanfield. Oh, we fuck it up. I'm about to type in rom-com 2023.
Dang.
There used to really be a time like, The Wedding Planner.
Yeah. Those are good movies.
Along Came
Bridesmaids.
Well, yeah. Bridesmaids is just really giving. Oh. Those idiots. That's my favorite movie, y'all. I love Bridesmaids.
That movie is actually hilarious.
These are movies that I don't recall. Your Place or Mine, Shotgun Wedding. What?
Your Place or Mine, I haven't seen that, but I've seen, like, I knew that.
For real?
I know of that movie, yeah.
Okay, these movies I've never heard of. The Other Zoe, Your Place or Mine. Oh, and that's my girl, Reese Witherspoon. Okay, that must be based on a book. Okay, no. Red, White, and Royal Blue.
I never seen
I need
that.
To watch that. Now, that's actually it's two gay guys. It's a forbidden love story between the president's son and the Prince of England.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I've heard good things about that movie, actually.
Have you seen Good Grief?
No. And then here go your boy Lawrence. He love it.
My
he love it
boy
there.
Love it.
He Lawrence. Love it there. Look who he with.
It's not my boy Lawrence.
That's not your boy? You didn't like Lawrence?
I was cool with Lawrence. I didn't like that they got together at the end.
Who did you want Issa to be with?
Herself. She was thriving.
Oh.
Solo. She could have found a new man. She didn't have to go back
yeah,
for Lawrence.
All
and his baggage.
Yeah.
Why go backwards? Move on. She was doing amazing.
I was a little salty too. Without him. I was like, okay. They just really had a chemistry you couldn't deny.
Okay.
No hard feelings. Okay, that might be the only rom-com that I saw, but
I haven't seen it.
He wasn't her lover because she was hired to date him. Her parent, his parent, he was such a loser kind of that his parents hired this woman to basically like date their son. And then he ended up finding
out. I've seen this. But then he was like going, she was older than him.
Yeah.
I seen it.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, that's so.
AKA Katniss Everdeen. Rylane is the best one that I've saw in the last year.
I haven't seen that.
It's like it's a black love story.
I was just about to say, is that black? Okay.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. Right, y'all, love is missing. We're about to get into Valentine's Day. And I feel like people, their idea of love is like, oh, buy me things, spoil me. You know, just like Instagram worthy. But like, we need to get back to like the rut. Like, how do you start a conversation?
Oh,
you
wow.
know?
Yeah.
Showing how like being at the right place at the right time. I don't know. I just.
That's true. I don't know anybody who's actually organically met people in person. Not saying dating sites are, you know.
Oh, wow.
But I'm saying like organically bumping into someone that a person is interested in and pursuing them. When's the last time anybody has done that?
You did that. Kind of.
Guilty. Yeah.
When's the last time anyone did that?
I mean, you're right. But I'm saying, okay, that was still 2 years ago at this point.
Okay, but, okay. That's true.
I'm just being like, I don't think that happens very often these days.
That is so discouraging for me and my process.
But Jordan, everybody
hates Chris. Sorry.
I hate you. I'm not saying that to say that it's not possible. Let me be clear.
Right.
I'm just saying that it does not happen very
Things have
often.
Changed.
Things have changed with the internet. Things have changed. And I think people are just getting away from things that
people don't
used
know how to communicate though. And so
yeah,
trying to communicate via text
is hard.
Messaging. Even my cousin was saying, like, you know, like I'm growing into my anime path right now, guys.
Yeah.
And my cousin, she's like well into an anime called One Piece. And they're like 600, like there's a lot of episodes and it keeps going. And so she will put in her bio before like, oh, like, you know, One Piece lover, like watching an episode of One Piece. And she will have guys that are literally be like, oh, well, what episode are you on? Then she tells them like, oh, I'm on episode 600. And they'd be, oh, I'm on season 2. Yeah, like, don't come for me. Like, you played yourself.
Dang.
And so even that, it's just like, that's weird, though. Like, what happened to courting? Why are you trying to compete? I don't
yeah.
know. Things are very different.
Oh, man.
Anyways, I wanted to discuss our favorite rom-coms. Do you have any that come to mind where you're like, oh, I just love this love story. It was so beautiful.
I need a list of movies. Like, I can't, off the top of my head, no. I cannot off the top of my head. Let me do a little research. What's yours?
Yes. You got yours What's already? Mine? So, one of my favorites, I used to love Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, I love
Reese Witherspoon is my
girl.
Yeah,
she do her thing.
I love 16 Candles. I love Brown Sugar.
Ooh.
I really do.
Oh
hate
my
those.
God! Yes, Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar is my joy. I'm sorry.
Like, yes.
I do get tired though of, you know, this whole thing of like best friends and having to like fight for the guy to see that you're the girl. Like, oh God.
Speaking of that, I just passed Love and Basketball on this list, and I am that movie.
It was us really watching Love and Basketball that drive-in and realizing it is trash.
Being pissed off.
Like, sis really was. First off, you're not even in the NBA anymore.
Yeah.
You're injured. Your career's over.
Please.
And I'm playing you in basketball to right. What's going on here?
Right. Oh, you know what movie it is? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Ooh.
I used to watch that movie.
That's a good one. Matthew McConaughey was really a good
love
interest. Because he was
a good rom-commer
for like, for the wedding planner.
Yeah.
You know a movie I love that's not a rom-com? Very irrelevant. What? Enough. Enough with J-Lo is that shit.
Oh, wow. That is the opposite of rom-com.
It is the absolute opposite. I love that movie. I just thought about J-Lo anyway.
Yeah. You know what? They have on this list The Best Man as a rom-com.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There were funny parts, I guess. Not the typical, but I could see where it's in there.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know any of these other ones. But I would say How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days because I actually saw it several times because I really enjoyed it.
Oh, Love Actually. Ooh.
Yeah.
Dang. Bringing Down the House, is that a rom-com? Who did she get with at the end? I don't remember.
I don't know about that.
He did find romance. Steve Martin's character did find. Bringing Out the House is that girl.
Girl. Oh, with Queen Latifah, girl. I still love that movie.
Yes, I love Steve Martin and I love Betty White. She was like, oh my God. Negroes. I don't know why she was able to say this. Betty White is like one of the only white people that can say some shit like that and I'd not be offended. Like,
why did she, funny to me.
I love Betty
White. Lord have mercy.
Oh, Runaway Bride.
Mm-hmm. Runaway Bride. Dang, there's
Ooh, You've Got Mail? My mom loved that movie. I watched that a ton of times.
That sounds really familiar.
Girl. That's when they were sending them AOL chats.
Ooh, child, what a throwback.
Yeah. I definitely feel like Brown Sugar is up there for me. Like,
yeah.
When did you fall in love with hip hop? I just love that movie so much.
Wow.
But I just was like,
there's not a lot of this.
Like, where are black people getting their love from? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like in media is what I'm saying. There's definitely like, love in R&B and stuff, but they're
singing on social media.
A lot of R&B that I see is very much like, you ain't shit, nigga. Like, I think about like Tink or like Summer Walker. It's just coming from like a hurt place.
That's unfortunate.
We need the lovers to unite.
Dang. How do we bring it back?
How do we bring
that old thing?
We're gonna have to shut shit down.
I really wish, I don't want the internet to go away completely, but I really truly wish that like
we need the internet now because there's information they be trying to keep from us. So having social media is powerful. So we do need to keep
We have like one day where there is no social media, there is no internet, there's nothing?
Yeah, like a
not
like
a, not no internet,
like
but
a
only
holiday
like
where we celebrate, where we
like just nothing, just straight up being who we are, no connecting with nothing. Like,
yeah,
I guess we'll need the GPS.
You can choose a day and be like, you know, hey, like I'm not on social media, but then somebody might send you a meme or a video. That's like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm about to watch that.
Dang. No, if I say I'm not on social media, then I will. Normally, I kind of like, I'll delete it. Because if not, yeah, it's you... like muscle memory. It'll like, I'll just go back to it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not, I mean, my social media is YouTube, so. I love YouTube. We have to bring the love back.
Please. We need it. We do need it.
We really do. We and
that was special.
I feel like Valentine's Day, I don't know.
It just it's gotten really out of hand, honestly. I'm kind of...
I feel like expectations have... I think people... I think rom-coms kind of helped keep the root of, like, this is what makes it special. It's not the material thing. Yeah. It's like, yo, I gotta have you, like...
Yeah.
What was I thinking? Like, wait. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I don't know.
It's gotten crazy these days.
But just... now it's just like all about the materialistic aspect, I feel like. Like, I need a bunch of roses. And yeah. I don't think people even know what they want anymore. I think a lot of expectations of love come from social media.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, just what we see other people doing. And like, oh, I remember my last, like... I was in a relationship. I was like, bruh, I'm not getting any of this. I'm out of here. And like, just comparing, like,
yeah,
comparison. So I can really imagine. Yeah, I can really imagine what people are going through today.
People who can't control it, like, they're probably really going through some stuff.
Yeah. Well, leave that nigga out, as Destiny's Child would say.
Ladies, leave your man at home. So this is super random. I can't remember what I was watching, but have you ever wanted to change your name?
Yes, definitely. Really? When I was younger, I wanted a different name. I wanted my name to be Mariah, which is so
That's
funny.
That's crazy.
Yes. Like, I love... Why? I loved Mariah Carey, and it wasn't necessarily that I wanted her name. I just love the way it looked. I love the way it sounded. I think it just had a certain, like, femininity to it.
Okay.
I don't know if it maybe because my name was, like, boy, girl. I don't know.
For
I
just unisex.
Was like,
yeah.
I was just like, Jordan? Mm. Now I think about my name kind of fire, but yeah. But back then, I was just like,
Wow. I didn't expect that. I really did not expect that.
Yeah. Like, I wanted a more... I don't know.
And I like really love the way your name is spelled too.
Yeah.
It's so different. Like I really, wow. That's interesting.
Don't tell my mom.
I don't think I've ever wanted to change my name, but there were times that I didn't like my name. Like Ayana was always fine, but my middle name, Zakiya, I used to like, oh my God. Like I never wanted to tell anybody. Like, I don't know, there was a time when we were younger that, like, nobody liked their middle name. I don't know if you and your friend group went through that, but, like, I used to dislike my middle name so much. Like, I just would not tell people what it was. And now people be like, what's your middle initial? I'm like, Zakiya. Like, you know what I mean? But
I know a lot of people wanted to change the middle name Nicole, and they didn't like that. Like, they did not want their middle name to be Nicole. Yeah. I know so Dang. Many people who have the middle name Nicole.
Wow.
And I don't know any other person. Yeah. I think middle names are really a time for people just to get their shit off. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't got to make no sense. Like,
it don't really got to flow. It's just like, the other parent didn't get the first name, so just throw it in there.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
like, whatever the case is.
I always mess with my middle name because it was, you know, after Disney Princess, like, I really was like, huh, like, y'all ain't got that. It's like, I don't know, and she's not even necessarily my favorite, but I can't even relate to her.
Yeah. Because sis does not like water for real.
Bingo.
Oh my God.
Like, that sounds like, for my mom to really go through with the name Ariel, but you know, not make sure that I can swim, you know, I don't understand it, but Hey.
It literally has no correlation. That's crazy.
I mean, it doesn't, but in my cousin was up. She was really into Little Mermaid, so she told my mom to name me after the Little Mermaid. So my thing is, it definitely was known who, what Ariel we was getting it from.
Wait. Girl, stop. Is that really true?
Dead ass. And my mom said, okay, I named my cousin.
You did? My little cousin, that's so sweet.
I was young. I had a friend. She actually got me in trouble, but I don't know why I brought up her name to name my cousin for a lifetime. Also, dang. My auntie asked me as a kid, so that's on her.
Wow.
But she was like, you know, what should I name your cousin? And I was like, Kayla. Wow. And girl, my hummy in preschool, girl, we was riding or dying. But then I start doing more riding and dying than she did because I got in trouble and she pointed a finger.
Now she's getting on the bus because...
Yeah, I learned early that these hoes ain't loyal. Basically, girl, we had got in trouble. She had brought some fingernail polish to school and we were putting it on our lips. That's just that. I don't tell her how dry my lips was with that nail polish remover. Because I don't know.
You what? That cannot have been said.
Girl.
Nope.
And girl,
I had a red lip so bad.
Girl, it was like a dark purple. It was really giving goth.
Oh my God.
It was giving goth, girl.
I just really expect you to say we was in class painting our fingernails.
Paint those lips, baby. Right, going to town.
And it's what happened? What did y'all teach her, like...
Girl, I really don't remember. I don't remember getting whooped or anything. I'm sure my mom was on the phone like, what the fuck did my child just do, bro?
Are they okay? Like, I would have been like, oh my God, is she okay?
I don't even know what
I'm
she
surprised
did.
Your lips didn't break out. Like, I'm surprised nothing happened. I would be, like, shook up.
I'm definitely going to ask my mom, like, so how did y'all, what y'all do when I got home? Like,
yeah.
I don't even know.
Did the school get it off? It could have been my grandma. Who took it off?
If my grandma picked me up, then I was good, bro. She probably just, oh, baby. Like, we got to get this off you.
The school couldn't have left that on you, bro. That's what's crazy. Like, if they left that on you, that's crazy.
Girl, school's the ops.
Back in the day, school was like the parent. They used to tell your butt up.
They ain't touch me. Oh. I was on a different side of town, so oh, you wanna know about that, cause...
those 93 babies.
I was so good. My grandma always tells a story of like where this lady said we could get candy and everyone got a bunch and I only grabbed one piece.
So sweet.
She loves to tell that story about me. And so
it just says a lot about your character.
Yeah, that's out the window. Yes. We taking it all, grandma.
Oh God. You know, the funniest story with my grandmother. So the thing is, like, my grandma used to pick me up from school sometimes, like whatever. Pick me up. I used to ride with her places, just whatever. Today she had oh my God, I have two. I'm only gonna tell one. So that day she had picked me up from school. I'm positive I was leaving school. And the thing is, my dad usually picked me up. And he would always go like different ways to different, like to get to one destination. He would always go a different, not always go a different way, but he would just go different ways. It's usually the long way, but he would just always take these turns that I knew nothing about, just going all these different ways. I thought I really knew. So we're going and I'm like, oh, grandma, you should. And mind you, I'm not even 10. I'm probably not even 10. So why was she listening to me? I have no idea. I said, grandma, you should go this way. And she said, what way? And she said, turn right here at this street coming up. Like, I know this way.
Okay, but you suggest.
My dad goes this way. So she turns down the street, just trusting a little herald I was. I could not have been Amber. I couldn't have been. Just trust in me, girl. We go down the street. I tell her, okay, turn right here, grandma. She turns. She said, Yana, where you got me going? I said, just turn right here. And then I'm confident, and girl, slowly but surely, my confidence starts to dwindle. Girl, we don't know where the hell we at.
Grandma, I don't know. See, I would have been pissed off. Because...
Grandma, I thought I knew. I think we missed it, Tom.
Lord have mercy. And listen, did your grandma have GPS going back to what we were talking about?
That's when, God, like, dog. I was even 10. Don't she have GPS? Oh, my God. I think she eventually found her way out. And when she got home, she was telling my mom. I, like, tell everybody. And it was freaking hilarious. We all got them grandma stories that be just like, bro.
Just like, why, bro? Listen, I go all day talking about my grandma. You have no idea. It's so funny that we're talking about grandparents. I found this meme that said, what's the old person things to, what's that old person thing? What? This question is completely grammatically incorrect. Basically, what is an old person thing you do?
What's that old person thing you do? Wow.
I'm the person who throws a bunch of shit in my bag and literally just be in the bag, like, digging desperately, bruh. It is so annoying. Oh, I'm just like, God. This bag is not that big. Where is my shit? And I'm the person who really tries not, you know, I'm not very patient when it comes to finding things. So I just will dump my whole bag. I do not care.
Oh.
But when you find that the thing was in there all along, it's like, yo, why wasn't my hand
it was right there. I was 2 centimeters away.
Yo. I have been struggling with this. That's why I really don't like big. I'm not really a big purse girl.
Because you're going to have
everything
in there.
That's definitely one thing that old people, because I remember my grandma pulled out, she pulled out a pair of scissors out her bag one time.
Girl, like, please stop.
What is that really in there?
Grandma, no.
Grandmas will have everything in their bag, honey.
Girl.
Like a grandma with some peppermint.
Okay. Dang, what is one old person thing? I think
so you're just that young. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm too millennial. No, I think that when I sit down, I rub my feet.
Oh, that's old.
You rub, like, your feet. It's not often, but I'm gonna rub them feet.
I'm not a rub feet girl. I have nice
feet. Or I'm gonna like cross my legs. Like, I feel like that's a very old thing to do. Like, just cross your leg at the ankle.
Really?
Yeah, girl. Sometimes they eat shoes off. I don't know if that's old or not, but I'm not crossing them at the knee.
The girl in this meme said, she was like, I sit down, bro. Everywhere I gotta sit down.
I wish I could have found that tweet, bro, and literally, like, I wanted to see some of the responses people say. Because that's crazy.
Right.
Or maybe it's me saying child at everything. I'd be like, child.
I just be saying, I say words wrong. Oof.
I'm about to have to find this girl. _ Allen, a man. Because I got to find these tweets, girl.
You need to see what the rest of the people are saying. I got to see
what the people are saying.
I'm trying to think, what is some of those old people doing? Ooh-wee.
Girl.
Just be sitting there. They just be sitting there.
Ciao.
Be talking shit. My grandma does.
I'm sorry. I'm coming.
You know one thing that old people be doing? They be ear hustling. They be nosy. There's one lady in my job, bro.
Ear hustling? Ugh. That's so annoying.
It's like people will be talking and she'll just interject and insert herself. And I'm like, no, girl, but they weren't even talking to you. And so this one guy, she was picking on him, and it's early in the morning. She was like, oh, he likes how I do it. She was like, right. And he just kind of like was like, it was very awkward. I was like,
oh, God.
And then it was one day, I don't always see her because, like, the way that, you know, where my actual, like, desk and stuff is. Mm-hmm. And, so I was like, bye. And she was like, oh, hi, bye. And I was just like, okay.
Oh, gosh, she's just, y'all gotta excuse her.
She's annoying as hell, I'm telling you.
Y'all just gotta excuse her because she just...
That is one annoying woman.
Oh, God.
It's like she forces a hello. Like, I'm just not about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you say hi, if I speak, okay. But if not, then, bro, let's pass on this. Like, what are we even doing?
I feel like old people be nosy. Like, they really be in people's business. That's not actually an old people thing I do. Cause sometimes I do. I'm listening, even though you don't think I'm listening.
All of us are nosy in that case.
Oh, my God, girl. I was on a train.
Oh, shit.
I was on the train yesterday, right? I wanted to talk about this. There was a couple. Girl, they just were going at it.
Like arguing?
Yes. And the guy in the relationship was like, I don't need you for nothing. She was like, yes, you do. You need me for money? You ain't got no job? I don't need no job. I don't need you. Just go ahead.
Is that how they were looking? I mean, you really doing it.
I'm sorry. I'm really taking myself back. Yeah, I'm centering myself into the situation. And so then get on the train. They still going at it. So there's like a cop and he's nearby. He's across, you know, he's like across the rail. So
a cop?
Yeah. He's like, hey guys, y'all need to calm down. Then he decides to get on the train. So I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, this is just like, you know, it's just a couple. I honestly can't gauge their age because they look like they had been through it. And so then they start kind of getting loud on the train.
Oh, no.
And so the cop is on there and he's like, hey, y'all need to separate. And the woman was like, this is my husband. I was like, oh.
Yo, I'm like, they're together. You want them to separate? What are they, kids?
I wasn't expecting her to say, this is my husband. So anyways... Now we're getting off the train. We've made it to the last stop. Like, it's time to go home. We walking down the steps. I hate you. I hate you too. Oh my God.
Are we like, sure? That's embarrassing.
I was just like, what are y'all like?
I never want to argue in public like that. What? Like, I might get a little stiff.
And that's what I wanted to talk about. Arguing in public. First off, I'm not really a PDA person. You know what I'm saying? Like, love is love. You know, like, Philip, I'll be like, I do a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So, but you talking about exposing arguments, like full on yelling at each other?
That ain't PDA. That ain't affection.
I thought you about to say that ain't. You about to say that ain't P? It ain't.
No. No.
I was just like, that is just, I don't know, something about arguing, just everybody being your business. I might as well go online, make a status. Post it. Hey, me and my boyfriend, we have a terrible relationship. We're fighting right now. I don't know.
I would never do that.
Girl, so many people do.
I don't want to air nothing on social media. I don't want to air nothing in public. I might get a little sour, a little stiff in the face, but I'm not about to argue. Like, we're not even going to have the conversation aloud. I'm having it in my head for when we get in the car. Like, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. Who are you talking to? That's crazy.
Why do people go on social media to argue though? Like,
because they don't have an outlet. They don't know any better. They don't know any better.
They want people, but I'm saying, are you doing it because you want people to come and say, oh man, like, I'm sorry you're going through that? Or do you want people, are you trying to embarrass them, not realizing you embarrass yourself too? I just really want to understand. Because like, I'm thinking of an example of like somebody saying like, oh yeah, like, yeah, and she been cheating on me.
What?
Why would you want to put that out there to the world?
Why would you say that? Why do you want people to, I don't want nobody, that's the thing, I don't want to be embarrassed. Like, I don't want nobody to know nothing about nothing.
You remember Facebook status, like relationship updates? Boy.
God. Ooh. I have to delete some of that stuff when it come across. I never even aired out anything then, but it just was crazy what I was typing sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
That's embarrassing. Them Facebook memories really be embarrassing.
I'm kind of glad. Like, I deleted mine, so I won't ever be able to see that. I won't be ever able to see what I was saying back then. And I kind of resent that, but then I'm kind of grateful at the same time because...
Lucky.
Oh, man. Having to look in that mirror. This is what you used to be.
Tough. Also grateful I'm not there anymore.
Okay.
That's the real tea.
So I don't know. I think that I was just like having a moment. I think I had just finished like a workout or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this video came up. And this girl was just talking about she lost all this weight and just giving tips about how to lose the weight and how she felt so happy. And I just realized that social media is full of people telling people how to be happy, you know? Mm. And I think that there are so many of us trying to figure it out. And I keep seeing recently, why is our generation not happy? And I'm thinking, like, every generation wasn't happy to a degree. Like, think about it. And it's crazy because our generation, well, I just mean, like, living now, being a young adult, like, we live in a time where we have the most access, the most knowledge. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
But I wonder if maybe just having so many choices,
I feel like, you know, this stuff is filling a void. Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like, we're so overwhelmed. And just always feeling like we're supposed to be doing something or being something, or I don't know.
Wow.
And I was just like,
that is very true.
I mean, what's up with that? Like, there are literally videos where people are putting the camera up, showing themselves wake up. Like, people are that desperate. They need to see how you start your day, how you get out the bed.
But like,
maybe if I get out the bed like you, like,
but I'm about to say, like, what do you think started those type of vlogs? Like, I don't need to see how you wake up in the morning. I don't need that part. I don't need to get. I don't mind to get ready with me because some of them outfits,
yeah,
cute or whatever.
Yeah.
But like the whole like vlog the day, and I'm watching you get up, watching you brush your teeth. I don't need it.
I think it's just like an intimacy thing. I think it's just
that people want. People are lacking intimacy, and people are.
I mean, we're very invested in people watching. I don't know. Like, it's just an obsession of knowing what other people are doing and comparing it to what we're doing. I honestly don't know why that started happening.
It's so weird. Yeah. What I wanted to go back to what you said, though, is that social media is full of people telling other people how to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Because if I could throw darts at a target right now, I would hit the target. You would hit the target with that statement, for sure. Like, that is, like, so spot on.
Yeah, like,
people
like,
don't
you need
even
to read
know how
more.
To, like, yeah,
you
people
need to
don't
do
know
this,
how
to
just
do that.
Think for themselves and be... not just necessarily by themselves, but people
no
don't know how to be themselves.
Exactly.
Like, they're just so busy watching the social media, so busy watching what everybody else is doing, so busy comparing that they feel like they have to do this to be a certain type of person. And that's not the case. That is not the case.
I have even found myself being caught up in this, though. Like,
yeah.
Down to like, oh, how do I want my next hairstyle to be? Oh, this person, or... Oh, yeah. This hairstyle. Oh, it's just like, oh my God. Like, it's going to be okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever hairstyle you don't get this time, you can get that the next time.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know what that is. And so you're talking about overthinking earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is a lot of overthinking about how to be happy. Mm. And it's so interesting, though, that when I actually sit down and listen to these videos, it all comes down to people slowing down their life and focusing in on their health, like mentally, physically, just kind of separating themselves from things, eating less or consuming less, like whether that's, you know, media, food, whatever. It all comes down to us slowing down.
Yeah.
And it was so crazy. I was listening to 19 Keys and he was like, yo, we're so busy looking down, we don't look up. And he was talking about our ancestors and how they would like look up at the sky. They would wonder. They would imagine. We're not imagining because we're like consuming and looking down and seeing, okay, this is what people are doing.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh my God.
So they're not dreaming on their own. We're not dreaming on our own.
Yeah. And I feel like that's why I have like creative blocks, like just periods of time I'm not creative.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm consuming so much, I'm not really giving myself a chance to
explore.
yeah, just to sit there and have an idea come to me, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, what do y'all think about that? Like,
wow.
Do you think that there's a way to be happy?
Is there a way to be happy? I think that your happiness, like, if you're talking about being happy, that is an individual thing.
Yeah. I think happiness comes down to simplicity, too. Like, I don't think it's like, oh, you have this, you have that, and like this, this, and that, and that. Like,
no, it's not the things you have. It's a feeling. It's an emotion. So
so you're saying happiness is fleeting. Because if it's an emotion, it is fleeting.
Well, yeah, because you're not happy all the time. Yeah. In that case, every emotion is fleeting.
So I wonder if now we are kind of the product of generations like selling the propaganda. And now like I've also been seeing a lot of like this is not the dream y'all sold us on. Y'all said if we go to school that we would get a good job and we would live happy lives. We went to school. Some of us got the job. Some of us didn't. Now what?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God.
Because they told you that's what people told them.
Yeah.
And so they told us that. And so we're breaking away from it because we're realizing that's not the truth.
Yeah.
Life does not come like that. It don't come cookie cutter. It don't come boom, boom, boom. Like, it just don't happen like that. And I think we're trying to find, like,
yeah, like
ourselves and other ways. Where do we, yeah, like, where do we fit in? Like, where do we, like, how do we exist? How do we exist?
Yeah.
Like, how do we just exist? How do we survive?
I don't know. I just don't want to be that person that gets old and then is like, man, all that time I was really just overthinking it.
Oh, no. One thing about it, I don't want to regret nothing.
No.
I don't ever want to regret my time. Like, exactly. I wasted so much time doing blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I never want to feel like that. I don't want to be 60 and be like, you know what? I wasted a lot of damn time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Especially people, I get really sad, especially when I see people that wasted time on, like, a person.
Oh, Lord, help me.
That didn't treat them well or didn't pour into them. They just were kind of, like, chasing and hoping that they would. I don't know. And I've seen that in real time. I've seen that with, like, older people, people in my family. Mm. And it's, like, really sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. But, I was even going to say, like, I even had a moment as a child with one of my parents, just like them calling me and looking for me to like boost them up and say, hey, like, it's going to be okay. Mm. And it kind of like, it was the first time in adulthood that I've experienced that of me being the one like championing my parent. And
did you like it?
I wasn't ready. I feel like I didn't have the words. I felt like, I almost felt like this is not fair. Like,
yeah.
Like how, I don't know. And it wasn't necessarily like, oh, I don't want to champion on, you know, my parent. But it just was like, I'm supposed to be asking you these things. Like,
yeah.
I'm supposed to be coming to you for this. You're coming to me. And I don't have anything figured out. Like, I don't know. But it just shows.
That would make me feel like twofold. Like, I would be. Like, I have felt like that before. Yeah. I feel honored that you came to me almost. Yeah. Because, like you said, I don't have it all figured out. You're way more wiser than I.
Yeah.
So I feel very honored. Also, I don't. Not that I don't want to be, but
yeah,
I some stuff is like, I just feel like some things you should not share with their children. Like, everything is not to be shared. Like, yeah, we're cool. We can be friends, but ultimately, like, you're a parent and I'm a child. I'm your child. Like,
everything should not be shared. Honestly, it was a very weird moment. I don't have the words. But when it happened, I was just like, okay, so I need to show up. I need to say the right things.
Like, you're processing it and trying to respond.
Yeah, but I realized that this is something that's happening internally, and there's only so much that I can do to provide this, like, help.
Yeah.
So that was hard. Like, and I think that's hard anytime any of my loved ones, like, come to me in that capacity, and I feel like I don't have the words. But I think sometimes people just need you to listen.
Be there. Yep.
Yeah.
And just be there.
Happiness.
Happiness is yours to decide. Yours.
It really is. It's your choice. And it was crazy because they acknowledged in that moment, I gave them a different perspective, and they were like, see, that's how you look at it, and this is how I'm looking at it. And they were like, I don't know why I think this way. And it just shows how powerful the mind is. Like, I think it's really, I don't know, I think that I have kind of, I think that we all, as individuals, we may take some things from our parents, and then we may make our own things.
Absolutely.
But it's just very clear. I was kind of proud that I didn't take on maybe some of these things, just because I think it would be even harder to be in my shoes right now.
Yeah.
If I had that mentality of, like, defeat and hopelessness. And sometimes I do have that, though. Like, I had a moment this week where I literally just broke down after work.
Wow.
Like, I was tired. And I was just like, yo, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
So
sometimes you need that release too, though.
Yeah. I oftentimes, when I do, like, cry or have these, like, emotional releases, they're so random. I don't expect them to come. I'm like, here we are.
Yeah.
Let it out.
You feel better after. Yeah. It's like you welcome it.
Yeah. So it's, I, like, told, okay, people, like, you really should cry. Like, if you don't cry at all, like, I'm kind of concerned. Like, you do need to have a release here and there.
Dang, yeah. Sometimes you can't help it.
We're not.
Maybe I'm trying to think of the last time I cried.
Girl, I mean, I'd be like, it'd be quarterly.
Like, I ain't crying all the time, but girl, like, you know, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, like, go ahead and let it out.
For sure. For sure. Wow. Well,
not you hitting the mic.
Man, I'll just be. I'll just be, you know. What I wanted to say, I wanted to leave us with a joke.
Oh boy.
Okay, so there was this man who had a really, he was well endowed. And he was well endowed. He had two things. He was well endowed and he had a stuttering issue. And so he was trying to figure out what was going on, and he couldn't really seem to figure out what's going on. He goes to his doctor and he says, that the doc, I just can't stop stuttering. Everything's good, but like, he's just like stuttering, like, doc, like, I have a problem. Like, I can't stop stuttering. And I'm so well endowed. Like, those are the two main things that are going on with me.
Why would he tell this to the Lord at mercy?
Yeah, I mean, he's talking to his doctor. He's just trying to figure out what's going on. Like, I'm happy in my sex life. Like, everything's going good. It's just this stutter I cannot get rid of. So he goes to the doctor. He tries to help him. He goes back. He comes back to the doctor again. Doctor's like, oh my God, sir. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we're just going to have to remove your penis. And the doctor and the guy goes, oh, like, dang, like, okay, fine, just do it. I'm so sick of the, like, maybe that would help your stutter for some weird reason. And so he says, okay, fine. So he removes it. And guess what? His stuttering goes away. He's fine. He's happy. He's enjoying his life. But I guess he missed his penis. So he goes back to the doctor and like, doc, like, I'm enjoying everything. I'm happy. I'm ready to, like, reattach my penis, you know, like, I'm ready. And the doc goes, but sorry, that's not going to be possible.
What the fuck just happened?
So this is a stuttering problem now.
Did he take the dick? What's going on? That's what I'm asking. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
He gave him the D, bruh. What the fuck is going on? Where? No, friend. Where did you find this joke? Because.
Girl, I heard it at work.
Bruh, not the doctor stuttering. I'm sorry. That was just too much for me to handle.
Yeah. I was like. I mean, I just fell out laughing because, yeah.
What the?
So yeah, with that being said, happiness is yours, whether you want to laugh, cry, be happy, be sad, the choice is yours. You make that decision and you live with it. The decision is yours to make.
Well said, cuz.
All right, y'all. We love you. Have a wonderful week.
Happy MLK Day. Stay black. Happy.
Peace.
And if you're not white, if you're not black, peace, love, and happiness.